for the full vocal, he's training the last couple of days, so we're rehearsing, so sometime I'm sure he's back home and sort of shaking off, so don't worry. Sing along. Oh, it's so cool. It's so wonderful. You can get with me. Just stand on your head. So we decided that we sort of introduced this song, which native Seattle. Seattle. Satellite. Oh, sorry.
On my left, we have the re-arrival of Mr. Rick Wavin.
Yeah!
On
thank you.
it's his last line that'll bring me in after Alan's drum roll.
Turn around and come deeper now. What happens when I touch you there?
Okay, I shouldn't have stopped the song because my guitar's done.
Try that again.
That'll teach me. Sorry.
Turn around and come deeper now. What happens when I touch you there? You feel the words all over you. Oh, thinking of the better scenes, the memories, as everybody else just hasn't got the time to help you anymore. Pressure.
Thanks a lot, thank you. The great thing about working together is that I remember we recorded that song in Santa Barbara, and I walked in around 12 o'clock and I was playing the piano, and we just started writing that within a couple of hours. We had that framework. I think by the afternoon we had it done, so it's kind of beautiful to be together on that level where you just make something like that. You record it and you hope that it's going to sound okay, and then the next step is really, how's it going to sound on the stage? You know, what's it going to do on the stage? And as you can see, it goes through so many lifts and emotions, so it's kind of a trip just to just sing it. It's kind of fantastic. So we decided to do, maybe quite a few of you were there the other night, we decided to do a song we haven't really done for many years. No, so we decided to sort of try and do a little bit like the record and the wind and maybe saying whether the song was inspired by a story about these mountaineers and how they do go for it when they go in the mountains. It's kind of bizarre. Sometimes they just never come back. There's a story about, it's true, but there's a story about three guys who just never returned. And they wonder where they were when they were moving into that other world because it's so cold, you know. Just, the idea is it gets warm and beautiful and then heaven. And, we have heaven. It's a rehearsal.
We'll be right back.
comes to you when you all lose one arm to the heart of the sunrise. Sharp distance, how can the wind when its arms all around me? You lost the way, you're after.
My brother came to me before the show, my oldest brother Stuart, and said, "How do you remember all those words?" I said, "I don't know, it's just the way it is. All of a sudden I can remember stuff." First song we started, Close to the Edge, I couldn't remember the first words. I'm serious, I'm just standing there thinking, Stuart, you know, the genius man. Steve will now entertain.
Well, thank you. I hope you survive. So you've gathered this is a rehearsal, right? Not quite like a show, is it? It doesn't kind of like bang, bang, on and off. It's all kind of like meandering. That tune at all? No, I thought not. But I'll tell you a little story about it because, happy enough, it's you know, over in England we're having the Jubilee of the Queen's coronation, right? And that bit of music was actually written by Benjamin Britten for the coronation when it happened in, you know, 1952, whatever it was. And at that time, let me see, I was 5. So I hadn't played the guitar yet. I don't think I ever heard that piece of written. That piece written by Benjamin Britten. It's a nice little tune called Gloriana. Here's something else. Thank you very much. It's good to meet you.
Been pretty well documented. When Steve first came into the band, it kind of freaked me out because he could play so many different kinds of music. And I just saw him one time before he joined the band. I saw him in this club called Speakeasy, and I walked past and watched this guy with this amazingly beautiful Gibson guitar just freaking out. It was really amazing to see that time in my life, to see somebody just going for it. And as most of you know who follow the band, you know, every night he's out there. You know, he takes no prisoners, and that's beautiful. Here's just a kind of delicate song, very loud. It's a song, but it's a very, it's some delicate moments, and it's all to do with counting. You know, you write some music and think, instead of just going 4-4, why don't we just go 8 and 7 and then 3? We've got nothing better to do, so we do it. And then we get on stage and try to remember 8, 7, 3. It's a juggling match, believe me. So, here's a song. From an album we made last year. Days that we speak, I believe that you were right. We shouldn't chase the demons and the phantoms of the night.
There's a feeling so real. You're just a fight to fight.
by many. The grand poem.
I used to know these chords because I actually started writing this song. It was originally a sort of poem. Wasn't the poem at one time? Your first time last, your thirst I must justify. Killing our last heaven. I learned later that whales are the keepers of the records. Keep the records. And they sing these amazing songs. We were so lucky to be in Maui and see whales. And we stood up and screamed and clapped whenever we saw whales. Something special about it. As you guys know, because they're deep in life. I think I'm going to try it. In a sort of steady tempo, like a
whale. Two bars before then.
was lonely. I will show you a man who is lost and free. Show me the child who remembers his own father now. Show me the children who just can't sleep anymore. Show me a place where I can't understand what it is. I would show you a child who's lonely. General feelings, we did one more song, we could give you a break. Well, because you can go to the Indian restaurant.
That's a good idea.
Put your arm.
You put an order in if you want. You want to put an order in? Dingaloo. Dingaloo. Paul, put an order in. Chris wants one.
Chicken vindaloo.
Chicken vindaloo.
You know what's called vindaloo?
No.
Well, in Indian, vinda means quick.
Sorry?
But enough for all of us.
You have to be very careful what's happening. I was going to mention one thing. We just did Heart of the Sunrise, and in fact, that's only the second time that we've done it since we've been back with Rick. It's just an amazing time for me. Here, everybody just played everything like it was yesterday. We did it, so. And here's a song that we know we haven't rehearsed, so we better rehearse because tomorrow is the opening show. And it's that well-known favorite, that song that you all love so much. What's it called? Yours is No Disco.
Thank you.
Thank you.